Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last hour of the Pomp and Joe Show. Jeff Hathorn with you today. The PM team comes your way in the 2 o'clock hour, and that leads you up to Pirates baseball. Bailey Falter starting against the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. Dan Zangrilli, if he still has a voice left, will join you at 5:45.
That's a real question.
He was on this morning, and I'm thinking, didn't you talk enough yesterday?
This morning?
Yes, he came on at, I think it was 9 o'clock hour. I saw him before I left.
I was not awake at that
point. The Upper St. Clair Fire Department. Then good for you.
Yeah, I was not awake. I slept till 9:30.
Bucko broadcaster Bob Walk wishes he could do rain delay theater. Wouldn't you love 3 hours and 22 minutes of just talking?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, actually, we used to do that back, I think, maybe the first half of my career as a broadcaster. We didn't have anybody to throw it to. We had to, we would just walk up and down the press box looking for, you know, old scouts and stuff, people we could have in to come and talk, and we would do anything to try and fill time. And sometimes it was a little bit of a stretch. We'd take calls, we'd do whatever we could, but glad we don't have to do that anymore. that always made for a very long day when you do a couple hours of rain delay theater, and then we didn't have the clock back then either, so pitch clock. So we were then doing maybe 3 hours of game. So I can imagine what that was like yesterday, and just having, especially because for a lot of it there really wasn't any rain coming down. So that always
there was the one in Philadelphia a week or week and a half ago that was an hour and 45 minute rain delay, but it never rained.
Yeah, at least yesterday it rained two or three times, but it was one of those days where it's not steady, but you can see it coming on the radar, and you know if you start playing, then you're going to have to call it off in a half hour and put the tarp out there, and then what's that going to do to your pitching? And a lot of stuff kind of goes on there, and then when you're playing, when you're playing a team like Houston, that's out of your hands anyway. That's the umpires in MLB are making those decisions about you can play or not.
I'm thinking about in that situation, Bob, Mitch, when you pitched and you dealt with the rain delay, like, did you look over the scouting report again? Did you look over tape? Did you just lose your mind and something else? Like, how do you kill that time when you're only going, once every 5 days and you're waiting for your chance?
You're kind of just sitting around talking, maybe playing cards. Back in those days, we didn't have internet, so you're actually having to read a physical magazine that you had brought in, doing things like that. Maybe you're a book guy, you read a book. If it's a home game, we're shooting baskets in the clubhouse, as you can remember. And it's just, whatever you could do. I mean, I didn't read the scouting report before the game. I'm not going to read it during a rain delay. So And, you know, also as a starter, if you're actually in a rain delay, if you're a young guy, you know, if it goes more than a half hour, you're not going back out there. If you're an older guy, they might send you back out after an hour. But if it goes too long, well, then, you know, forget it. And in the National League back in those days, most of the ballparks were artificial surface. So it wasn't like you were thinking, okay, they're going to lose the field and the game's going to be called. You know, as long as it quit raining, the Zambonis would go out, vacuum all the water off, and you'd play.
That's amazing. As for Mitch's performance, what may have been missing, or is it just one of those nights for Mitch?
I think it's one of those nights. He looked, you know, first, I think, four innings, he looked pretty darn good. He ended up missing some spots with a couple breaking balls that cost him, and then I think things just kind of snowballed a little bit there, and I think he gave up another earned run after, or maybe two earned runs after he'd actually left the game, and that's never, you know, pleasant for your ERA, and I feel bad for him, not just because of last night, but you know, he's pitched so well
right. Most
of the time this year, and you know, he may have 10 losses before the All-Star break, you know, the way things are going for him. And so it's really a tough pill to swallow when you know that, two out of three times you're going out there and you're really doing a good job and you should be getting some wins and you're getting nothing. And he's just, you know, having to deal with that. There's nothing he can do other than, you know, be able to pitch to where, you know, he can go home and look in the mirror and say, well, okay, I did everything I could. I did my best. I tried to make all the right pitches, and we didn't score enough runs, or maybe it was a night where, you know, he gave up a couple more than he should have and got a loss that way. But most of the time it's been on the offense, and it hasn't been his fault that he's gotten the L's.
And Bob, Paul Skeens was talking about that the other day, about controlling the controllables. But you're human. Like, how difficult is that? And every person is different. But was it hard for you to control the controllables, or were you thinking about other things that may have happened in a game?
I think it's just control the controllables. It was, you know, especially after I'd probably would in my Pirate career more than before that, you know, I might worry about more things, you know, especially when I was a Brave. But as a Pirate, I kind of learned that you mature a little bit. That's what was amazing about Skeens, is he just turned 23. He thinks like he's 33. You don't see that very often, but he's a special kind of pitcher for sure. But, you know, back at the controllables, after what you figure out that's the only thing you can do. And even in the controllables, really, they melt down to not, you know, whether you're giving up runs or giving up, you know, hits or anything like that. The controllables are executing pitches, putting a pitch, a certain style of pitch, whether it's going to be something that moves, something that doesn't, something hard, something soft, whatever, putting it in the spot that you want it to be. That's the controllables right there. After that, who knows what's going to happen? Because that's your job right there, placing a pitch a certain type in a certain spot. That is all you can control. Or maybe if a ball's hit back to you, or maybe if a ball's hit to first, you know, you can run over there and cover the bag. You know, some little things like that. There's little smaller things that you do have an effect on. Are you going to get run out of the ballpark by them stealing bases, or you're going to be quick home? Some little things like that. But, you know, 95% of your job is placing a pitch in a certain spot. And after that, then it's up to the defense. It's up to the hitter. What's he do? How good is he? And when you realize that as a pitcher, you've taken a big step forward, and now you're not worried about everything that you shouldn't be. You're just thinking about doing your job and getting it done. And, you know, at the end of the year, your stats are what they are. What are you going to do about it?
Tonight we are going to declare that it is May 37th for Bailey Falter, given that in May, six starts, 35 and two-thirds innings, three earned runs, 13 walks, and 19 strikeouts. Normally, it's a historic month. If you see a month anywhere close to that, normally the strikeouts are so much higher in those type of situations. Why is it we've heard about the extension? Is that really just it? I mean, what is it about Bailey Falter that made him so dominant over a span of an entire month?
Well, I think his command is really good of his fastball, and I think I've seen guys pitch like this before. Usually they're left-handers for some reason. I don't know why that is, but they command the fastball in that up and in corner of the strike zone to right-hand hitters, and the right-hand hitters can't do anything about it. Every now and then you'll see somebody get the head of the bat out, and they'll hit a missile, but it's, oh, look at that, that's 20-foot foul, you know, because he got the head of the bat way out there, and the ball's in. And, you know, what amazes me is that, and this has gone back, I've seen other pitchers pitch like this, why the hitters can't do something to make that adjustment to where they can, you know, they can handle that pitch. But nobody ever does. I've never really seen it happen. And now that, you know, Falter is just putting the ball perfectly, almost every pitch, you know, usually fastball after fastball. I mean, he does, you know, mix it up a little bit, just kind of, you know, keep guys a little leery of the outside corner. You know, he'll backdoor, maybe break and pitch out there, try to catch the outside corner with it. But mainly he's just living on their hands. And he gets a lot of, you know, pop flies, lazy flyouts. You know, the two hoppers in the infield, if he does happen to get a ground ball, usually be something off the label because they just can't get the head of the bat to the baseball and keep it fair. That's really tough for hitters to do against that style of lefty. You remember Neil Heaton when we first got him?
Yes.
And he went to the All-Star game? That basically was, you know, all he would do. He would just pitch in all day long. And he had developed a little splitter that gave him a little bit of a second pitch that he could stay away from him. And the combination of those two were lethal, at least for the first 4 months of that season. And, you know, it was great command. He was able to just live on guys' hands. And that's what Falter's doing. And tonight will be interesting because he's going against the Phillies. This is, you know, this is where he came from,
right?
Philadelphia. He was a Philly. And sometimes you get a little pumped up for that. And if you do start trying to throw the ball a little too hard, something like that, maybe your control is not so good. And control is really his main thing. He needs to be able to spot that fastball right on the inside edge. And I think our catchers do a good job, too, of getting him some strikes called in there. Because that's really what makes it tough. If you're throwing in there and guys are taking it, and it's always, you know, a couple inch inside, and you never get a strike called, well, then what good is it? You know, and now you're sitting 2-0 all the time in the count. But if you're getting strikes in there and, you know, they're doing a good job with the framing and that sort of thing, the hitters have to make some kind of a move to make an adjustment, because if they just continue to take that pitch, every time they look at the scoreboard, it's 0-2. And so I give the catchers quite a bit of props for what he does, because they recognize what makes him good, and they get a lot of strikes for him in there. They do a good job of that.
Well, Bobby, you and Bailey have that in common, that you both pitch for the Phillies and for the Pirates. The 70s, you hear the stories about the emotions, the bean balls, everything that happened in those incredible 10 years between the Pirates and Phillies. I mean, 80 was a year after that. What do you remember about the emotion of Phillies Pirates games? And I know it's different because they're not in the same division.
Well, yeah, the players, the players didn't like each other, to be honest with you. There was a lot of, you know, stuff that would go on, you know, leaving the benches. There was brawls. A lot of crazy stuff would go on, yelling back and forth. One of my memories from my first major league spring training was driving from Clearwater to Fort Myers on the team bus. And a lot of guys used to ride on the team bus back in those days. And we were driving by the exit for Bradenton, and Boa started, you know, saying all these, well, we'll just say bad things, because I can't use the language that he was using.
Really?
About the Pirates. They're just down that road, guys. He just was like just all over the Pirates. And, you know, at that moment, I'm like, wow, there's something going on here between us and Pittsburgh. And sure enough, my first start, you know, I've told the story 100 times, was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, you know, by the middle of the game, there was a brawl. That's just the way it was. They those two teams did not like each other. It was like kind of the clean cut Phillies against the big bad ragtag long hair kind of Pirates. That was a good word for them. Pirates. They all looked like Pirates back then.
Those are some. I mean, yeah. Some of those matchups were insane. Bob, I hope you have a good matchup tonight. Pirates and Phillies, 6:40 right here on 93.7 The Fan. Thanks, as always, for your time on Fridays.
Thanks, Hawk. We'll see you later on.
All right. Bob Walk, Pirates broadcaster, joining us here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jeff Hathorn, Austin Bechtold, I'm the new one. Austin's always here. Pomp and Joe, hit and miss. Today they both missed. They're both out. I think Bob's working, and I don't know if Joe's golfing, but that's always a safe bet. Our last segment here, we're going to open up the phone lines, 412-928-9370, 412-928-9370. 9370. If you want to get your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers flying into town today, sign a contract. We'll be at mini camp starting on Tuesday. The impact we've discussed of what he might take the Steeler team to, or what the expectations now should be because Aaron Rodgers is here. Is it much different than the previous years? Is he going to make that big of a mark on the Steeler team? Is the rest of it ready to take another step and not just be, okay, we can creep into the playoffs, but we really don't belong there? Does Aaron change that? 412-928-9370. We were at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon yesterday at Upper St. Clair, and thanks to everyone who came out, everyone who donated. It was an awesome event. It's great people that you meet there. And Paul Skeens was on. Thanks to Jason Mackey for helping set that up. He was on in one of our groups, and he talked about being with volunteer firefighters and why this was a big deal for him to be a part of it.
At the end of the day, all those folks are volunteering and putting their lives on the line to help the greater good. So the military, I think a large portion of the time, it, you don't see what they're doing because they're overseas, but firefighters and police officers, medical, you know, first responders, they're all acting every day to help people that are, you know, within our community and make a difference here in the community. So absolutely need to help them as much as we can.
And Bob Walk said it last segment about how Paul Skeens at 23 is like somebody at 33 as far as his maturity and how he understands things and his approach to things. He did also discuss a really cool event that happened when the McAfee show said they were coming. You thought, oh, okay, what's this all going to be like? But I mean, it was the elite on stage. And for as much as Skeens is pretty laid back about stuff, what he said about being on that stage was pretty cool.
Man, it was unbelievable. That was the first time I had met Big Ben and Sydney. I'm hanging out, you know, backstage with them and kind of just picking their brains about, because they've obviously been in Pittsburgh forever and they've won here. You know, the fan base that was at that event, obviously knows those guys, you know, more than they know me too. So it felt, it was probably a little bit of like imposter syndrome. Like, what am I doing here? At the time I hadn't even been in Pittsburgh for a year. So I'm like, you know, why am I here with these guys who have been here for 20 plus years? And so it was an unbelievable opportunity to just obviously, you know, do the event with them, but more than anything, just like speak with them and get to know them. Yeah, obviously missed the two throws, but it is what it is. I like to think of it as I saved Pat McAfee $1 million, but I was trying to make the throws. I was trying really hard and I just missed, so whatever.
He hasn't missed on a lot. We'll hear more from Paul Skeens. We'll also want to, again, get your calls, 412-928-9370. Rich in the car, welcome to the Pomp and Joe Show.
Hey, thanks a bunch for taking my call.
Thanks, Rich.
I hope I'm wrong. I just don't feel like Aaron Rodgers' heart is into football and what it takes to take the grind, despite what I've seen and how this whole process went out. I just don't think his heart's in football anymore, and I don't expect much from him, but I hope I'm wrong.
So I look at it this way, Rich. I think about people that are maybe at the end of their careers, or you're a junior and senior in college or in high school, and you've kind of figured out how to study. So maybe the work isn't as you don't put in as many hours because you know what you need to do, and maybe that's what Aaron is doing. I get that mindset that, you know, he's been out in California. Apparently, he's dealing with something personal. But I think what you really can deduct is these are voluntary workouts. He's been in the league 20 years and doesn't feel like he needs to be in voluntary workouts. This isn't the first year that that's happened. He has many, many, many other interests in life. I'm not going to knock him too much for that. I want to see what happens on the field. There's so much that goes on with Aaron Rodgers off the field. If you allow yourself to dig into all of his opinions on things, it can consume you. But what really matters is none of it. What matters is what he does when he steps on that football field. Does he magically become someone he was years ago? He showed a few glimpses of that last year in his first season back after the Achilles injury with a bad team. He put up some decent numbers, but he's not an elite NFL quarterback anymore. Is he better than Russell Wilson? I think so. Is he better than the potential of Justin Fields right now at 26? I'm not sure. Is he worth the roll of the dice if you feel like you can win right now? Steelers thought so. He's not blocking anybody. It's a one-year deal. Mason Rudolph was a shot in the dark that he's a different starting quarterback. I know he won his last three starts, and that's why you have that insurance policy. If he goes down, or if Aaron would have decided not to sign, then you go forward. Do they still need to find that next quarterback? Of course. Aaron Rodgers is not that next quarterback. He has a stopgap for a year. If he has a great year, maybe he's a stopgap for 2 years. He gives you the best chance to win right now. I know there are people that think, just tank it. I understand that sentiment. But if you're a football coach, football player, even football GM, it's hard to have that type of mentality to go into a season, especially if you have veterans coming into your room that really want to win and say, we're not going to do it. I think they've made some moves to strengthen themselves for the future, which is smart. I like the strengthening of the lines, for example, bringing in Metcalf and having him on a 4-year contract.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Reaching is where you get yourself in trouble, and I don't think they've reached for much of anything. People might say Rodgers is a reach. 412-928-9370. Dave in Katanning. What's up, Dave?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to call and give you my opinion on this whole Rodgers deal. Basically, what I think, this is so Tomlin can keep his 9-8 season. That's the only reason they're bringing him in.
Really?
You know, you stop and think about this. Oh, yeah, you stop and think about this, sir. Your kid comes home with a 60% on a test. Are you giving him a scholarship for someplace? But yet you guys want to say that Tomlin's the best thing since sliced bread.
Sliced bread.
You know, it's crazy. You know, you're talking about him being in the Hall of Fame. What has he done?
Okay, Dave, there are things we can argue with Aaron Rodgers. There is no doubt he is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers, maybe, but... The problem is anymore is it's gotten to the point where everybody needs to get a trophy. They put Bill Cowher, they put Jimmy Johnson in the Hall of Fame. Those guys don't belong there. Neither does Tomlin. As far as Ben Roethlisberger goes, he doesn't belong there either.
Wow.
You know, he talks a good talk, about how the Steeler way. What did he do to the quarterback that's there now? What's his name?
Dave, who in your mind is a Hall of Famer then? Who would be in the Hall of Fame of Dave? Who is in the Dave Hall of Fame of professional football?
Well, basically, some of the people that are there, but there's a heck of a lot of people that it's gotten to the point now anymore where the Hall of Fame comes down to who you are, who you know, that kind of thing. It's not the way it was before, and I understand things change. Believe me, I understand that. But this thing with everybody getting a trophy, and that's what you guys are pushing. You know, I'm
Dave,
sorry. Aaron Rodgers, how many things has he had? How many Super Bowls?
He's won one Super Bowl.
He's won one, and you're saying he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I so do. Then, when you look at his numbers, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Now, wait, whoa, wait a second. So now, Eli Manning, is he in the Hall of Fame?
He is not.
Why not? He has two, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't have the numbers like Aaron Rodgers has. If it's just on championships, Dave, there'd be some really good players that you're leaving out of the Hall of Fame.
Should Dan Marino
you want
be
great.
In the Hall of Fame, Dave? Should Dan Marino not be in the Hall of Fame? He didn't win a championship.
No, I don't think he should.
He's consistent.
Because that's what puts the stamp on it, sir.
All right.
How about the Hall of Dave, Jeff?
I do admire this. I am not the everybody gets a trophy guy. You have to learn adversity. Not everybody should get a trophy. One of my proudest moments as a dad was when my daughter got a couple of runner-ups at a Taekwondo event, and we got in the car, and she was like 8. And all of a sudden, she takes them off around her neck and throws them across the car and just yells, "This sucks." I was proud.
You should.
I was very proud. Vinny in Springdale. You're following Dave, Vinny.
Hey, Gwana, that's going to be a tough one. Jeff, look, they signed a guy, I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
They signed him to a one-year deal. I like Mason. I was always a Mason fan, but, you know, he went to Tennessee and showed you what he's capable of. And that's not what Rodgers is a step above him. So it's worth it for me. It's worth it to see Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. And see, he's 2 years over now, that Achilles. So, you know, I think he can win a playoff game here.
I look at it this way, Vinny. Like I've said, he's not blocking anybody. It was relatively affordable. And you really didn't have any other plan other than bringing back Mason. You weren't going to go with the 6th-round pick rookie. So, because of the length, all of that stuff, I don't look at it as a bad gamble.
No, me either. And I like Will Howard. I've watched him at K-State. And then, you know, of course, saw him at High State. I know he's a 6th-round pick, but, boy, he can really benefit for Rodgers, I believe.
Thank you, Vinny. We'll get to as many calls as we can here. Let's go to Doc. You're up next here on 93.7 The Fan. It's the Pomp and Joe Show.
Hey. Hey, how's it going today, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Just giving a quick comment to the and it's funny, my name is Dave, too. Giving a comment to the other Dave. Listen, Roethlisberger came here. He did what he needed to do. He is a Hall of Fame quarterback, hands down, first ballot.
Agreed.
Okay? The only problem with his situation was that Pittsburgh just wasn't going to let him walk away with cash in pocket. They wanted him to play the rest of his season out, and that cost us at least a good 2 years after he left. Okay, Tomlin gets the raw deal with this whole this, that, and the third every single year. Colbert had, if I'm correct, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Colbert had a lot of the purse. He was the general manager. So he could say yes or no to anything that Tomlin put out there. And a lot of people want to say that he was the one that brought Kenny in. I think Colbert brought Kenny in. Colbert wanted Kenny to be that last staple that he could say, this is my staple on the Pittsburgh Steelers for the years to come. And it did not work out. We're dealing with a Hall of Fame coach that has basically pull the Steelers with their record. You're not picking up major draft pieces in the 15 and 22nd and 23rd right. position in the draft from the in the first round.
Dave, hang with me here for a second,
yes,
because
sir.
I believe this.
Yes, sir.
I believe
yes,
Tomlin's actually coached better in the last few years than he did the previous five when he had the Killer Bees. I think he's done a better job with this group than he did with then. And bottom line, for any head coach, you don't have a quarterback, you're not winning. I mean,
exactly.
you're not winning
exactly.
a championship.
So you're basically forcing this man to go out and get damaged goods, such as a Pickens and things like that, because these guys should have went further in the draft. He is doing the best that he can with what he has. And I can almost get and I truly believe that Aaron should come in here and make a difference. And maybe he might keep us in that window. But that's the reason why we've got the new GM that put together this nice little package to push us up in the draft order if we need to. And let those two, the young Will Howard that has 1 year under Rodgers' tenure, and the new guy that we pick up hopefully within the first 10 of the draft rounds, and let them pit it out and see who comes out on top.
Thank you, Dave.
And I'll land my play.
All right, yes, let's get to Jim. You're up next on the Pomp and Joe Show. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I was just thinking about Mason Rudolph getting rooked over again. You know, he waited behind Ben, didn't get his chance. Trubisky comes in. He never really is given a fair shot. I don't think he's great, but they do keep walking over him, and they brought in Aaron Rodgers now, and it's like, geez, oh, man, this guy never gets a break. So that's all. That was my whole statement, and I'll hang up and let you answer. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I think Mason, when you know that contract that – and he knew. I mean, he knew that was a possibility. He knew he may not, and
right.
there was an outside chance, but – he's there if something were to happen. Is this Severino? Steve Arino.
Yeah.
Sir, how are you doing?
How are you?
Oh, he hung up on himself.
Oh
man. Oh. Poor guy.
Ken in South Park, Europe.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
First off, whatever Aaron Rodgers does here depends on the offensive line.
Good point.
The last 5 years, these lookout blocks that they're throwing really hurt.
I like the tackle situation. I think Faltano is going to be a good tackle in the NFL. And Broderick Jones on the left side, man, you got to hope he's going to be better than he was on the right. And if those tackles work out, that line's going to be better because they've got a top five center in the NFL, even though he's only going into his second year. But it's a good point, Ken. I appreciate the call. Don in Bridgeville, you're up next.
Hey, Jeff, I just want to know why you're being a Tomlin apologist.
How so?
Sitting there talking about how he's done a great coaching job. Hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years.
No, what I said is he's done a better coaching job the last few years than he did when he had the material. Where he failed is not as much the last couple of years as he failed when he had Brown, Bell, and Ben, and only won one title before that.
When
he had those guys, they should have won a championship. I don't care that Tom Brady was there. They should have won a title. That's where he failed. In the last couple of years, I think he's actually done a better coaching job, because if you don't have a quarterback and you can get in the postseason, you got to be a decent coach.
How can he be a good coach if he let George Pickens come late to a game on Christmas?
I'm not,
and then denied it.
I can't. Hey, listen, I'm not saying that he is perfect guy. I'm telling you that he's coached better at the back half here than he did when he had the Killer Bees, when they should have won a Super Bowl. They should have won another Super Bowl. And you're right. George should have been disciplined. That's a mistake on his part. Absolutely. He's not a perfect guy. I said what I said. Steve Arino, let's see if we can do this one and finish it out.
Okay, Steve Arino is here. How are we doing today?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, I'm just calling about the Rodgers deal. I know a lot of people are ticked off about it, but it's a heck of a lot better having him than Mason Rudolph. I get it. We don't have no mobility, but the good thing about Aaron, he's been there before. He knows how to do it. As long as he has the control of mostly, you know, his play calling, we'll be fine. We're going to surprise some people. I know people don't want to hear that, but we will surprise people with Aaron Rodgers.
They want to hear that.
We're going to be better than 9-8. These callers that are saying Tomlin Hall of Fame and Dan Marino not in the Hall of Fame, these guys, I don't know what football they're watching, but you watch. Rodgers is going to do good. He's going to do really good.
All right, Steve Arino, thank you. Keep these calls coming.
I think Steve Arino was at the checkout line.
He was too.
Yeah,
is coming next. Filippone.
Yes.
Donnie.
That's right.
Got more talk about Aaron Rodgers. I know. Ponies. He's been pacing around like Ron Cook.
Pacing. He's ready to go.
He's all over this.
But first, let's tell everybody about What's Cooking. Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. Also, the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Mulsey. Brought to you by Lincoln 180. Visit them at Lincoln180weightloss.com.
We've got some fan weather as well. It's going to thunderstorms potentially this afternoon. Tomorrow, some early rain. Then it's going to be decent. Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Myers Law Group, who did a great job sponsoring the 5 Alum
Marathon. Great job. Great job. Social media's biggest loser is no one because everyone did so well for the 5 Alarm Marathon. So nobody's the loser. Maybe the people that hate on Aaron Rodgers signing here, they might be the loser.
Enjoyed working with you. Get some sleep.
You too, Jeff. You too.
PM Team is up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.